Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese Please with yours truly, none other than me, Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil.
And, we're feeling fantastic, I tell ya. I'm just so excited here in the van because, you know, it's another show, and I'm so excited half the time. Right, Daffodil?
You never turn it off.
What?
The excitement. Well, you're excited when your socks match.
Well, it's a good thing because I don't lose the socks here in the van. Actually, I do, and when I find matching socks, that's a big deal.
It's a reason to celebrate.
I don't see people pointing at me at the truck stop anymore when I fill up for gas for the van.
Because your pants are too short and they can see your socks.
They shrunk. You know that pair that we took to the laundromat and...
Because you don't know how to do your own... Anyway, that's another story. A whole other show.
I'm sorry. I know. People point at me and say, where's the flood? I've learned to live with it. It's a little grating on the thing, but, you know, I've learned to live with it. Anyway, on the show this week, we have none other than Raymond Scott.
The Raymond Scott.
We're profiling Raymond Scott, and you might not know the name, but you'll know the music, I hope.
And the funny thing is, he didn't write it for what it's being used for.
No, really? Well, you're...
But we'll talk about that later.
Yes, and we have QB Checker coming up on the show with Hookah Tuka. Oh,
Chubby Checker?
Oh, well,
is that a typo?
Yeah, C-H-U-U-B-Y, Chubby Checker.
Shouldn't it be Chubby Checker?
Oh, well, I suppose now they think about it. In the one-hit wonder why? Oh, yeah. We're not telling you what it is. You'll find out shortly. But we're starting off. Hey, I'm in the mood to get exercised ready here. Hey, yeah, we've got Miss Piggy coming up and exercise your rights. We're getting in. And the one, and the two, you know. But we're starting up with Ed Allen and, I got to work on this. The waistline, right here on...
We're getting in shape with Cheese Please.
Exercise number two, for the waistline. Position, stand with hands on hips, feet well apart. On one, bend to the left without swaying the hips to the right. On two, up straight. On three, bend to the right. On four, up straight. Now next, on one, we'll bend forward. On two, return. On three, we'll bend backward. On four, return. And then we'll go side to side again and alternate. Now this one really moves. Are you ready? And exercise. Bend side, up, side, up. Now forward and up, back and up, side and up, side and up. Bend forward and up, then back and up to the side and up. Other side and up. Bend forward and up, back and up to the side and up and back and up. Good. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, and four. Bend side. Up, other side, up, forward, up, back, and up. Keep moving. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And continue.
These kids are doing it. Those kids are doing it. And now they're asking you to do it. You have to make a choice. What do you say?
What do you think we should do, Tommy?
Gee, Mom and Dad have taught us.
Good manners and proper behavior are important, but there are times when you must exercise your rights. After all, letting people walk all over you may be good exercise for them, but it's lousy for you. You don't have to just sit there and take it. This next aerobic workout will help you express your feelings and exercise your rights. First, let's just jump up and down and scream a couple of times, just to get warmed up. All right, stand up straight, feet a teensy bit apart, inhale, hold your breath, and jump, and jump, and jump, and jump, and let it!
With none other than Miss Piggy, tiring me out. And you too, Daphne, right?
I like the flounce away part. I do that well.
The late Frank Oz is Miss Piggy, and exercise your rights. Here on the show, and by the way, Daffodil, you're not going to, like, open the door of the van like that, right?
No, that was slamming the door, not opening the door.
Oh, slamming the door, then.
No, because if I slammed the door of the van like that, it would fall off.
You're not going to stomp like that on the floor of the van, are you?
No, because if I did, my foot would go right through and hit the road.
Good. Just check it. Just check it.
But the karate chops I could practice on you.
Oh, no.
Because you're not as fragile as the van.
That would hurt.
I believe that is the whole point.
Before that, we had Ed Allen working on his waistline on the show. My name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please, where we bring you
your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
And in this profile on this show, we have Raymond Scott.
Now, I gotta tell you, the interesting thing about Raymond Scott,
yes,
is that he did not write this music for cartoons.
Really?
He did not write music for cartoons.
Well, how did that work?
He sold his music to Warner Brothers.
Oh, yes.
And it became part of their catalog.
Ah.
And Carl Stalling, who was the music director for Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies, was allowed to adapt anything in the Warner Music catalog.
Including the music of Raymond Scott.
And the music of Raymond Scott appealed to him a great deal.
Ah, well, I can understand why. There's a couple examples here. We'll hear Powerhouse shortly from a Bugs Bunny cartoon. I remember this one. But we're starting off with The Girl at the Typewriter. Okay. Would that be you, Daffodil?
Some days.
Okay. Right here on?
Cheese, please.
In life, there are a lot of things to be serious about. But if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
Thank you.
with none other than the great Raymond Scott and Powerhouse that was used in a Bugs Bunny cartoon when that construction guy tried to get rid of him off that property.
That has been used in so many cartoons.
But
Powerhouse has been not only been used in Bugs Bunny cartoons and Merry Melodies cartoons.
What else?
But it's also been used in The Simpsons, Ren
really?
And Stimpy, Animaniacs, The Oblongs, Bat Fink, and Duckman.
Really?
Oh, definitely.
Powerhouse itself or just Raymond Scott stuff?
Pieces of Powerhouse.
Oh, really?
Powerhouse has even been used as a promotional bumper for Cartoon Network. Rock band Rush interpreted in their song in 1978, La Villa Strangiato.
Oh, really? I got to get a Rush song and actually hear that in it?
That's in it. The same tune was reinterpreted as the song Bus to Beelzebub by the New York band Soul Coughing.
Oh, wow.
They Might Be Giants incorporated into their music, including a song called Rhythm Section Wantad.
Yeah, but you heard the original here on Cheese, Please. And
commercials. There's an episode of Animaniacs that has no dialogue,
yeah,
except for the very, very closing seconds, and all the way through it, it's just pieces of Powerhouse.
Oh, cool. And before that, we had the girl at the typewriter on our Raymond Scott profile. So you're now informed about Raymond Scott. You're going to hear it everywhere you go, don't you think?
This is true.
Right here on Keys, Please, you heard it first, but right now, let's wonder why this was a hit.
Do you wonder why these cheesy songs were hits?
Yeah.
We do, too.
Why?
It's time for One Hit Wonder Whys.
Oh, boy.
I don't even want to wonder about this. Except for the whole wonder why.
Well, the irony of this song, since no one plays it anymore, was that it was a number one hit in 1975.
Top of the chart, number one hit.
And no one plays it anymore.
But we don't wonder why no one plays it, because we know, and after you hear this song, you'll understand as well.
This is the king, I think it's the king of the schmaltz in the 70s.
The 70s were a pretty schmaltzy era.
Oh, I tell ya. I mean, you had Debbie Boone with that, what was that godforsaken thing?
Actually, it was a song about God.
Sorry!
So it was not godforsaken because it was about God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're going to get hate mail again.
Oh, no.
That song was You Light Up My Life.
Okay. I'm sorry. They're going to get mad at me.
They are, but you know what? They'll get over it after they understand that you have feelings.
Yeah, I do, and so does this guy. Oh, Morris Albert. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Trying to forget my feelings of love, teardrops rolling down on my face, trying to forget my feelings of love. Feelings. For all my life I'll feel it. I wish I've never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Feelings like I've never have you again in my heart. Feelings. feel it. I wish I'd never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Feelings like I've never lost you, and feelings like I'll never have you again in my life. Feeling, oh, oh, feeling, oh, oh, feeling again in my life.
Checker and hookah tooka and
he's
soda,
singing about crackers,
soda crackers and tobacco, and wow, that's a heck of a household.
Odd. But it's Cheese Please, so of course it's odd.
I just goes to show you that you can pretty much play anything, and for lyrics, as long as you have a catchy title
tune.
And
catchy title, catchy tune,
and
a bit of a hook.
Yeah, and there
or
we
a
go.
Hookah tooka.
And hookah tooka, yeah, of course. And we're wrapping up the show this week, Daffodil. I'm having a bit of a problem right now. Maybe you can help me?
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, the glove compartment door's stuck.
You don't want me to open the glove compartment.
Well, no, but it's stuck a little bit.
Do you want me to do?
Well, do you have any kind of like that instant lube stuff?
No, we have no spray lube.
Well, don't we have a bottle of that stuff we can pour on it?
The only thing we have is this can of Pam.
Oh.
Spray stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's named by the waitress that gave us this. Pam Miller.
Yes, she wrote her name on the can and you stole it.
Yeah.
So it's Pam's can. It's not a can of Pam.
No. It's Pam Miller. It says right here in marker. Okay, just give me that thing. I'm just going to try to open up the glove compartment. Okay.
See if you can grease it up.
It's crawling all over it. I don't want to touch it now.
What's crawling all over it?
Oh, the substance in that can.
Is oozing. It's not crawling. Things crawl. Liquids ooze.
It's crawling down the door. I don't want
it. It's oozing down the door.
Give me a piece of paper or something to put on. Okay, here we go. I'm going to try it. Let's cross our fingers. Yeah. Okay, it opened.
It's a good thing because we're almost out of time. What'd you get?
Dickie doing the don'ts with nee nee na 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 whatever.
Nee nee na 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 noo noo.
Okay, until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Cheese Please.
Nee nee na 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 noo noo.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.